We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN 947, and we're talking with city officials here today, City Manager Ron Fear from the City of Manhattan and Mayor Yusha Reddy. The City Commission meeting is at 7 p.m. tonight, and we'll go to the consent agenda next. Quite a few items of note there. Should we start with the sales tax resolution first?
Sure. So on the consent agenda is a resolution for the commission to consider, which would call for a special question for the city of Manhattan to be a half-cent sales tax measure that would replace the city's portion of the current county sales tax, Riley County sales tax, that is set to expire at the end of 2022. So if this question passes, it wouldn't take effect until January of 2023. So the question relates to continuing with property tax relief in the form of debt reduction and public infrastructure. About 70% of the proceeds would be targeted for that. Also about 20% for job creation and retention and other economic development initiatives, and then 10% on workforce housing initiatives. So the commission, majority of the commission have indicated their support for that, putting it on the ballot this year. Part of that would help one of the reasons and aspects of doing it now is that currently, the Economic Development Fund has, even the funds that we would receive over the next 2 years have been pledged for debt service on major infrastructure projects. So if you had, and they're all still in a construction financing component. And so the permanent financing really wouldn't be in place and for most of those until after 2023. So if the this sales tax passes and would be citywide, then that might free up some of those ED funds that could be utilized and focused for more recovery efforts. That might be good initiatives for the city to follow. So the other advantage of a citywide election is it would be consistent tax within the city, although it would increase potentially the rate on the Pottawatomie County side, and assuming all other things are equal and none of the other entities put on other measures. So the right now, the current Riley County sales tax doesn't allow the city to spend its economic development proceeds received from that measure in Pottawatomie County without the Riley County Commission granting permission for that. And so that creates some challenges for us as we've had certain growth issues in that particular area. So the other big advantage is it's a significantly more funds. We get about $3 million a year from the current sales tax, and this would be about $6.5 million a year on a citywide sales tax.
All right. And I see the joint city-county-county meeting this week, there will be a little bit of a discussion with that. It looks like with Dee McKee from Pottawatomie County, is that just kind of to clarify some things?
Yeah, my understanding is that both county commissions just have some questions about, you know, what the commission's city's plans are for it. And so, you know, we're happy to, after tonight, we'll see what happens. And again, this is, it just requires a resolution. We have to have the question and ballot measure to the Riley County clerk before September 1st. So this is really the last scheduled legislative meeting for the city, and that, and it just takes this resolution, which includes the question with regard to how to utilize the funds.
All right. Mayor Reddy, did you want to comment on that at all? Or?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is something we've talked about even before the past couple of months. We've been talking about this for the past couple of years, honestly. And figuring out how to do it. So it's not a surprise. It should not be a surprise that it's we're doing this. But I will probably be voting no on it, mainly because I don't think this is the year to move forward with the sales tax ballot. We still have a couple of years, and that, you know, we had a major discussion back in January, and then everything came to a standstill because of COVID-19 in March. And so all of those conversations stopped because we had we at the time, I think, came to a general consensus that it may not be a good time to do it this year, as did Riley County commissioners. And I am still in favor of doing it next year as opposed to this year. I don't think, I don't want us to expend energy on this piece of it when we're probably going to have some more challenges September and October that we need to put our attention to. So that's my main concern. I'm not really concerned about the layout or the question itself. It's just the timing.
All right. That'll be a big vote here tonight. What else is on the consent agenda?
So other items of note is the second reading of the budget ordinance. The commission approved first reading 2 weeks ago on a vote of 5-0. That's why it's on the consent agenda. Again, it's a flat budget with a flat mill levy, which increases. So the mill levy is the same. It will raise a little bit more property tax, really focusing on new construction. So folks that have never been on the tax rolls before because of new properties. So it captures that growth, if you will, in the value of the mill levy. And that will be somewhat variable depending on whether your valuation goes up or down. As to the actual aspect. So it's a flat mill levy, and then the budget is up a little bit. So the this year's budget was about $66.7 million. The 21 overall budget is $68.8 million, and that's mainly to capture, as you may recall, we have a couple of special purpose sales taxes, the recreation and trails sales tax that we're accumulating cash for. That quarter cent sales tax for the new rec centers. And so we've accumulated that cash. We have to budget it, that increase as we continue to accumulate the cash, because we're the intent is to pay cash for those buildings. And so we have to budget that increase of that accumulated cash that has to be used for that purpose. So that's the primary reason for the increase in the overall budget. Otherwise, it's a flat budget. There's no increases in any salaries. And then we also have the memorandum of agreement with the International Association of Firefighters Local 2275. This was a year to renew the full contract for the next 3 years with just 1 year on wages. And again, it keeps wages at the same rate as it is for 2020, but had a few changes in the agreement in several areas, including some of the light duties, a floating holiday, a little bit of increases in their uniforms and PPE allowances, some mental health benefits that were specified, and then just some stand-in rules, cover some of their meetings. We've added parental leave for city employees as a benefit, and then some clarifications in allowing for residency requirements and a little bit extra time to achieve some of those residency provisions.
I've got a caller here with a quick question, if we squeeze them in here real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hello there. Sorry, I'm going to swing back to the first half of the show, and I apologize I wasn't able to call in then. I really don't have a question as much as just a comment regarding some of the comments that Mayor Reddy made. The comment was made, the percentage of positive keeps going up. I want it to be noted that in Riley County, I've got the chart in front of me, that the actual positive cases have gone down 6 straight weeks, and the percentage has gone down 6 of 7 of the past weeks. And I think we need to recognize that people are doing a good job with face masks. Not perfect, nor will they do perfect. I think Mr. Fear was very reasonable in that. And then making statements like, if we don't do this, if our community can survive, and inferring that people should be roaming businesses, calling out the cops, and then also meeting that, what are we going to do about football and all these 12,000 people coming from out of the community? I think we need to welcome them. I think right now we need the economic things. I think if we are a welcoming place that asks them to be reasonable, by and large, they will be. But if we're going to be nothing but calling people out and and being using scare tactics, I think that's a terrible mistake. And that's what I've got to say.
Thank you for the comment. Do you guys want to, Mary, do you want to respond to that?
I will respond to that. No, I think he makes some very, very valid comments. I do. Our percentage is low right now, and that's the way we want to keep it. My concern is that in about 2 weeks, it may not be as low, and our schools have a certain percentage positives that they're looking at to stay open or to go online. And like I said, while 18-year-olds and above can function just fine going online if that's where they go, K-12 is a different story. So the percent positives, if it increases in the next few weeks, that's going to be more of a burden for the parents that may need to stay home to teach their children. And we're not we saw how that happened in spring, and it's not where we should have our first graders or second graders or anybody else trying to be taught online. And that's what we're trying to prevent by keeping that percentage positive low. He's absolutely right. We're doing an incredible job. But we've also haven't had anybody in town for about 2 months. But now that they're coming back, we want them to adhere more to the precautions that are being set forth. And that's my concern.
I might just clarify here, that percent positive rate, if it goes above 10%, that is in the USD 383 reopening plan, that would be the shift to go to remote learning, which I don't think a lot of us want that. I know I don't want that for my kid, and I know a lot of other folks aren't wanting that either. So,
and we did have the 10% in June. You know, we just came down to about 3 or 4% just recently in the past month.
Yep. Well, we'll have to leave it there. May Reddy, I always appreciate it. And Ron, we appreciate you being on as well.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
You bet. City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m. Again, Cox Cable Channel 3, cityofmhk.com/TV, or the city's Facebook page, the three avenues you can stream those from your home.
USD 383, folks, tomorrow?
Correct. We'll also be talking e-scooters a little bit. The guys from Link are going to join us and talk about how that's been going for the first week.
Looking forward to that. Clark Howard follows CBS News, then the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick. The game is this afternoon from 4 to 6. Then Mason has his Royals preview as the Royals take the air at 6:30 at home against Cincinnati.